California gas prices are averaging $4.52, but there's a town kind of halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. It's a town called Gorda. It's located along the Big Sur coast, and they are selling 1 gallon of gas. It's the only gas station in town, but they're selling it for $7.59 a gallon in this California. Now, if you want premium, that's $8.50 per gallon.
Oh, God.
In this small town on the California coast.
That is incredible.
It's ridiculous. Don't drive Uber over there, I'll tell you that one.
I was going to say, and as a guy that drives Uber, for a living, this could break you guys.
Yeah, when Donald Trump was president, and those people like me that drive part-time, not full-time, but at least several hours per week, I was spending about $60, $65, $70 per week in gas. Now that cost has doubled to a minimum of $120 per week. That's how much gas has gone up.
And Jim, this is not going to get better.
No,
we are having to import more oil into our country. Where under former President Donald J. Trump, fact was we were exporting. We weren't importing. We were exporting.
And when you you cut a pipeline, and then you ban all the farming of the resources of this country in Alaska, and don't allow for new drilling to happen, and then you have the same amount, in fact, probably an increased demand for gas as people start to get out, from the pandemic, then that creates a double problem. So it's supply and demand, stupid. Remember with the Clinton, hey, it's the economy, stupid? Well, it's supply and demand, stupid.
That is incredible. Gentleman Jim Dallas, I love it when he jumps in. One of the things we're going to do at the top of the hour, and very excited about this, we are going to be joined by Dr. Fred Simon. If you don't know who he is, you will, I'm sure. He is a Republican candidate for governor. He is a medical doctor, a trauma surgeon up in Douglas County, and he is a small businessman. He has signed both sides of a check, which is really cool. That's what I love to see when guys that are going to that aspire for high office have signed both sides of a check. That to me is something special. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, Mitch McConnell goes off on the Biden claim that the Build Back Better bill won't cost anything. It's not going to cost $3.5 billion or trillion. It's going to cost nothing. Do you really honestly believe that? As consumers, as Americans, as voters, do you really believe that? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 3:31, you're still stacked up there on the Southern Beltway. An incident there, 215 westbound past the airport connector. You're backed up to Warm Springs on 215 westbound. It's also causing some slowing, though. Those people who are leaving the airport and are trying to merge on to 215 westbound, you're pretty much bumper to bumper as you try to work your way through there. Also, lane restrictions causing delays as you try to work your way through the downtown area. That bridge work is going to be continuing well into 2022. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there on the 95 southbound at Rancho and on the 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV football tonight, they are in action as they match up against San Jose State. Not clear who is going to be playing quarterback or how many different individuals will get time at quarterback tonight. Presumptive starter Doug Brumfield has been injured. True freshman Cameron Fields has been banged up. Justin Rogers played a lot last week. Tate Martell getting more participation in practice this week. We could see him as well coming up tonight. The Raiders are continuing to practice. They host the Eagles coming up on Sunday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey. They lose to the Blues yesterday 3-1. They will host Edmonton coming up tomorrow night. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Let's start with all the Halloween enthusiasts who also have a bit of a sweet tooth. Narrow it to those chocoholics who hit their own supply a little too hard and are now running dangerously low. For you, Walgreens has candy and other last-minute Halloween must-haves with pickup in as little as 30 minutes, so you can refill that candy bowl fast.
Right now, select varieties of Kit Kat snack-sized candy bags are $1.99. Offer valid through 10/23 while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product.
I'm Fred Simon. I'm running for Nevada governor. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a physician, an MD, a practicing trauma surgeon. So yes, I recognize an emergency when I see it. And our state is in trouble. From COVID, economic problems, forced vaccine threats, mail-in ballot schemes, and a surge of illegal immigration, an invasion. And it's all been made worse by mindless politicians. Here we are in 2021, and we seem to be stuck with electing people that promise us one thing and then do the opposite. I'm a doctor. I have never been a politician, so I don't know how to make excuses and lie like the worst of that breed. Please help me become Nevada governor, and together we'll stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. You know, we were telling you the other day about this New York Post report. And what it showed us was the U.S. government sending illegal immigrants, migrants who have come to our country illegally, breaking the law, and now they're being distributed to communities all across America, probably including Nevada. We have not gotten any numbers. There's been no investigative reporting on it, but you have to imagine it's going to happen here. 2,600 illegals came to the state of New York just the other night. And this is Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York State. And he was on Fox and Friends this morning. I don't know if you caught this, but this is horrendous. The fact that these people are being brought to America under cover of darkness in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night. This is horrendous. In the dead of night, they're bringing these illegals into our country and essentially resettling them. Is that really what you want from your government? This was Congressman Lee Zeldin. This was this morning on Fox and Friends.
Congressman, we saw those planes coming in the dead of night. Thankfully, the Post got a tip. They went out to Westchester, which is a suburb of New York, as you know, and 2,600 unaccompanied migrant youth were relocated out to your area, out on Long Island. That's actually been happening for the past year, we're being told. 50 more are going to the social service shelter in Syosset, New York, out there on Long Island. Mercy First, which is the Catholic charity, is welcoming them in, taking care of them and providing shelter for them. Were you told that you were going to get 2,600, or was that a secret and they just put them in these shelters and didn't want anyone to know?
No, it was a secret. Some of these flights come in the middle of the night. There's no heads up. Now, if you want to question the administration, once you find out about it, they'll say, well, this isn't a secret. Yeah, but none of us knew that it was going to happen. And right. We have questions with regards to what kind of vetting took place. Who are these people? How many of them are over 18? How many people are under 18? We know that people are illegally crossing the border. We see the pictures, the video of migrants at the border, and then all of a sudden they're not there anymore. And we know that you're not sending them all back. So we have these questions about where they're going, who they are. We have issues on Long Island, challenges in this country related to drug trafficking, human trafficking, labor trafficking, sex trafficking. And we need a secure border here in New York State, though we have all these people coming, and they're coming in the dead of night. We're not getting answers.
They're going into working-class areas like Brentwood, Long Island. They're not going to Syosset. They're not going to the rich areas. They're going to the working-class areas, and they got to flood. They're going to be, all of a sudden, there's 10 new kids in class, and they don't know how to speak English. That changes the dynamics of everything. All those parents working so hard, their tax dollars going to schools for their kids, and in come these kids from other places they don't even know, using resources that they paid for.
Right. And when I was in the state Senate in New York, I represented Brentwood and Central Islip. I remember going to visit a school in Central Islip where the entire grade, every class had over 40 kids in each classroom. In order for one kid to go to the bathroom, three or four other kids have to go up. That was a disruption. The amount of people coming in and out of this school, a lot of different grade levels that they're learning at. It's a big disruption. It's a big cost. And now you have a push up in Albany, in the New York State example, or in Washington in the reconciliation bill, where they want to provide them with a whole lot of benefits. In March, they created what they called an excluded workers fund up in Albany. Mm-hmm. It was over $2 billion of new money. The money's already has already dried up, and they created the highest income tax rate in the whole country to help pay for it.
Sure.
So these are concerns of hardworking, law-abiding New Yorkers and Americans, and the costs are real, and the impact of the quality education is real too.
That's Congressman Lee Zeldin, who, by the way, is running for New York governor. We'll be tracking him because he's a comer. He definitely is. One of the things I wanted to bring up, though, because if it's happening in New York State, you know it's happening here in Nevada. Just the Afghan refugees. We supposedly were going to get 150, 50 down here in southern Nevada and 100 in northern Nevada. But I just want you to know what this is going to mean. This is going to mean there are going to be more kids in our schools who don't speak English. And by the way, don't we have enough of that kind right now in our schools who are struggling with English and math, much less can speak the language? We have what are called English language learners, ELLs. And what you're telling me is you want more of these? Well, that's what the Biden administration is doing, and now they're trying to sneak them in under cover of darkness. There's something way wrong about this. We'll talk more about this. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines to you, and you tell me if you want these immigrants being flown into your community or bused into your community. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you want these people in your communities. I don't want to be hard-hearted. I think people should have a place to go. But they have a place to go, and it's in their homeland. And it's in Mexico, and it's in Guatemala. It's not here in America. And when you come to America, all of a sudden you're going to make our lives better or worse. You tell me. And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know. He'll whisper it to me. I will blab it to everybody. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents, conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's one of the most horrific acts I think I have seen in a long, long time. A woman raped last night on a SEPTA Market Frankfurt elevated train, the so-called L, what they call the L, in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. The attack took place 11 o'clock at night, and a woman was raped, and she was raped, and nobody did anything about it. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking this story, and this is just horrific. And it, you know, we always like to talk about the better part of our society, and then there's what's left, and it was horrible, horrible.
I just can't imagine the bystanders who not only didn't do anything and intervene. You would hope that somebody with a little bit of testosterone in your blood would step in and at least, if not intervene, at least say something. But instead, it was just the opposite, Kevin. People were basically either ignoring it or they would pull out their cell phones and actually record it. Apparently, they've charged a 35-year-old man. His last name is N-G-O-Y. I assume that's one of those letters. I guess the G is silent. Fiston Noy. He's been charged with several crimes, including rape, aggravated indecent assault, among others. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of the Seinfeld episode where, remember, it was their final episode, the conclusion of the Seinfeld show. You saw that back in the 90s,
didn't I'm sure you? I did, but it has not stayed with me.
Well, they were on trial in the end in their 180th and final episode of the 9-year run of Seinfeld, one of the most popular sitcoms on TV, and they were arrested for indifference. They witnessed a mugging. They literally witnessed a mugging in the TV show and didn't do anything about it. And they were arrested and put in jail and then put on trial. And then at the end of the show, you see them in jail. And they pan back and they say, hey, haven't we been here before talking about the same things? Well, this is real life. And this is really sad. It doesn't really say a lot about where our society is heading when people don't intervene. It's disgusting. Apparently he just walked in, started talking to her, and then got really aggressive and overpowered her. And they sent her to the hospital afterwards. And she's a trooper, they say.
And by the way, the superintendent of Upper Darby, PA, Timothy Bernhardt, of the Upper Darby Police Department, said that the assault was captured on surveillance video, and he was shocked after watching the footage that showed other riders on the train at the time who did not stop the attack or call police.
Well, and that's exactly what they were making fun of in the Seinfeld episode over 20 years ago, where people are so calloused. The lack of empathy is just off the charts, where you wouldn't at least say something, if not physically step in and stop the attack. So it's really sad that that's where we are.
That is just bizarre. I will continue to follow this story, but the arrest occurred after the westbound train arrived at the station. Both SEPTA and Upper Darby employees said it appears from surveillance video the other riders on the train could have called 911, but didn't.
Now, that brings up the question, should there be Good Samaritan laws, where if you don't at least say something, or minimum call 911, considering that just about everybody has a phone, I guess you could use that as a defense, but I think 99% of the people that are in society today do have one, at least an Obama phone, that you could call and at least get help on the way.
I'll be really honest with you, though. I'm surprised, what was it, United Flight 93, that people didn't just say, hey, let's do it, let's go for it, and let's overpower this jerk. And nobody did it. Again, 11 o'clock at night, everybody's keeping to themselves. They've been out, they're headed home, they don't want to get involved. I almost understand that, although I think most of us would put our lives on the line for somebody being raped. That's just my feeling. Would I put my life on the line? Probably. Probably.
Yeah, and that's what people are worried about. You just don't know. Does the guy have a gun? Does he have a knife?
Yeah.
Is he just going to, you know, focus on the individual that steps in and tries to stop that? It does remind me of another video I saw today, even. It was a retired Marine. He was waiting in line at a convenience store, and somebody came in with a gun. And the Marine didn't hesitate. He reached up and blocked the gun and punched the guy. And the guy ran out the door immediately. And he says, hey, I didn't think about it. He says, I learned that in the Marine Corps. You fight back.
Yeah.
But today's society, a lot of people don't. They don't even want to get involved.
Well, and can I tell you, there's a story, a former American League umpire, Steve Palermo, who I knew and who I, we weren't friends, but we knew each other and we palled around the same circle. A great Major League Baseball umpire. And he went to the defense of a cocktail waitress who was being attacked out in front of a bar down in, I believe it was Dallas. And ended up getting shot, and he was paralyzed from the waist down. His baseball career was over.
Yeah.
And but he went to the defense of this cocktail waitress, this server, and ended up paying a pretty huge price. More to come as we continue. We're getting a little bit behind as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Take the pledge to convince one person to get the vaccine, to save our economy, to save our city, to save our jobs, to save lives. Take the pledge. Talk to your friends, your loved ones. Listen to them. Then give them the facts. For more information, go to nvcovidfighter.org. It's not too late until it is.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear Mitch McConnell, who was on with Dana Perino this morning on Fox News Channel, disputing the Biden claims that the Build Back Broke agenda will end up costing not $3.5 trillion, but nothing. Listen to this.
Better bill in terms of adding to the deficit is zero. Zero. Zero.